The United States Army is awarding a $500 million project to gun manufacturer Sig Sauer to produce a new pistol for soldiers. It's a major deal for the Newington, New Hampshire company. And as NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the small town is also feeling a bit of pride.
All roads in Newington seem to lead to this guy.
Hello, my name is Cosmas Iacovozzi from the town of Newington, chairman of the Board of Selectmen.
Well, why did you decide to become a selectman?
Oh, I had an issue with one of the other selectmen, so let's leave it like that.
Iacovozzi has lived in town for about 30 years. He's bald, barrel-chested, originally from upstate New York, where he worked as a funeral director. But he met a girl, and she was from Newington, and so here they are, in this small town perched on the edge of Little Bay. Iacovozzi apparently does his own annual census here.
Let's see, I think it's like 750, 800, around there, somewhere. Counting dogs and cats, probably 900.
There may not be many people in Newington, but there is big commerce. The Spalding Turnpike glows neon at night from all the strip malls. And the town also officially includes a section of the Pease International Trade Port. That's where Sig Sauer calls home. 200,000 square feet of firearms and ammunition production.
I had to correct the CEO one day when we first met a while back when they were coming. That I had to remind him, we're not in Portsmouth, you're in Newington. which was funny. And he says, oh yeah, I forgot. I says, yeah, but I don't.
The CEO may have gotten briefly turned around, but his company did do everything right in their proposal to the Army. The Sig pistol, the P320, reportedly beat out 11 other entries. It will replace the current sidearm for soldiers, the Beretta M9, which wasn't uniformly loved.
I had an assigned weapon, M9, 9mm pistol, but I also had assigned to me an M16 rifle.
This is Iowa Senator Joni Ernst during her questioning last month of James Mattis, then the nominee for Secretary of Defense.
Because the joke that we had in the military was that sometimes the most effective use of an M9 is to simply throw it at your adversary.
Despite frustrations with the M9, the Army doesn't bring in new models all that often. Matthew Moss is a military historian with a focus on handguns.
The M9 was adopted back in 1985, and before that, the M1911 made by Colt and other manufacturers had been in service for about 75 years. So it's a big deal that Sig has won the new contract.
The Sig Sauer pistol, which will be called the M17, is unique in that it has modular components. That is, parts can be easily swapped out for different uses and sizes, including the grip. As more women enter combat roles, that ability to custom fit a weapon is important. Moss says even civilians will now likely see more of the P320.
It'll definitely become one of those recognizable handguns that you do see in movies and on TV.
The contract certainly raises the profile of Sig Sauer, but it may not land Newington on the map.
Newington was the best-kept secret for the longest time.
Dennis Hebert sits on the planning board and served 34 years in the Air Force.
I think the people here in Newington are super. We have a lot of history. Families been living here for generations. They really want to maintain what we have, especially the rural character of the town.
But with real estate in the Seacoast area now so valuable, there are houses going up in Newington where there used to be farms. More people means there need to be more jobs, and that's what this Sig Sauer contract will ultimately do for the region. That and a bit of bragging rights.
It's pretty exciting stuff, and especially to have homegrown, made in New Hampshire, made in America, right here in our backyard.
Sig Sauer isn't allowed to grant interviews yet on the contract. It did recently announce it's building a new factory in Arkansas, though. Energy costs, the company said, are too high here. But Sig will build all of the nearly 300,000 handguns for the Army locally. Every soldier carrying a bit of New Hampshire on his hip. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.